Good. Are these your own?
I'll try as it's quite difficult. I'll try to go somewhat of the order of the parsha. It's not so easy because every time a thought came to my mind in the last 2 hours, so I wrote it on the paper. I was going to just follow the Seder HaDvarim of the parsha, but every time something came into my mind, I wrote it on a paper and I told my wife. I decided I'm not going to think about this topic the whole Shabbos because then it just, you know. The whole time I'll be thinking and I won't be able to write. So I didn't think about it until Maitre Shabbos, and I told my wife before I left the house, but I'm thinking about it tonight. So as I was driving over, she called me with also different horrors. So it might be a little bit choppy. But that's okay. That's number one. Number two is that Bedar Klal, I think the Mekubal in this Indian, when you go, like Rabbeinu Bechaya, he was the one that was the first, he's our teacher. Parshas Chayisara is taka somewhat of a guidebook for the Inyan of the Inyan Shidduchim. But it's interesting, most people they start from Vavram Zakim Baba Yomim when the Chaylik HaShidduchim starts, right? It's interesting, the lessons, Ladaiti, they start even earlier. The lessons start really in the beginning of the Parsha. It says, Vayu Chayisara Mea Shana, Esim Shana, Sheva Shana, Shnei Chayisara. And the very, very explicit. These are the exact amount of years that Sarimenu lived. This is the exact amount of years coming to be madgish something. Another kash, the Daskenim, the Bali Tosfos, the Daskenim writes that why did Avraham Avinu cry just a little bit, Livkoisa? He only cried a little bit with a small chaf. That's the Diak says the Daskenim is that he cried a little bit, he didn't cry that much. Yeah. Why? Why did Avraham Avinu not cry that much? So the Daskenim says because Sarah was an alta yidla, she was an old lady. So therefore, he didn't cry that much. You know, you go and Elena, you go to a shiva of a older person. So you see the matziv. It's, you know, there's a lot of smiling and they're telling stories. It's not as sad. Is that the way to be maspid? Sorry, Menu, to say, yeah, Avraham Avinu didn't cry that much because she was an old lady. Also, sounds very madna. They didn't cry because Sari Menu was an old lady. It's a very madna zach. So the pshat is like this. The pshat is pashit. The Chazal tell us that these were the days of Chayisara. These are the amount of years that she lived. And the Satan came, and Be'emis, you know, it's another kasha. When the Satan wants to kill somebody, her time is up, the Satan has no koyach, like the Zohar says, to take somebody that is not meant to die. He has no koyach to take somebody who it's not her time, it's not his time. So when the Satan comes to kill somebody, he has to go with ganze shtiklach and ganze toyers and ganze story. Why this keilu making Sari Meinu look like she's having a heart attack and the whole business? Why do we need the whole thing? Just come and take Sarah and Gendig, the ganze maisa. So the teretz is pashut. And Farshim already explained that we say every day in davening, we say, Haser Satan milfaneinu macharenu. Did the Satan before we do a mitzvah? And did the Satan after we do a mitzvah? The Satan before a mitzvah tries to get us to stop doing the mitzvah. The Satan achrenu, the Satan tries to tell us that, you know, what we did, it wasn't kedai. It wasn't kedai. The emesis, you can tell, you can stand over here. They're going to stand anyways. There's places over here to stand. Let's go, Shimon, get in here. You can stand right there. It's okay, let's move to stand. Yeah? Well, if there's people outside, I'll take a mic, but if there's not, then it's not necessary. Let's go, I'll pick on you, so stand over there. Maybe we'll put like three on each together with two chairs. We'll put three. You can say, I have all the chairs. I shouldn't talk. So the pshat is, as I say, the pshat is that we say, Haser Satan milfaneinu mecharenu. What's the Satan achrenu? The Satan achrenu is there's a Satan that tells us, like I said, not to do the mitzvah lefneinu. Achrenu, he comes to us and says, you see, it wasn't kedai. You see, what you did wasn't kedai. The mitzvah wasn't kedai. So here's Avraham Avinu coming back from the Akedah. And the Mefarshim explained that Avraham Avinu was told, no, please do the Akedah. It wasn't the Bakash, it wasn't the Tzivoy, excuse me. Avraham Avinu Taka didn't have to do the Akedah. No, right? And Taka, there wouldn't have been a Tfiyah Kivyakal if Avraham Avinu wouldn't have done the Akedah. It wouldn't have been if Avram didn't do it. So Avram Avinu now is in a very dangerous spot. He could have had charot on the whole entire ma'isa. He could have been mischarot on the whole entire ma'isa, and that satan came afterward and made it look, he badeked it as if, you know why Sari Menu died? She died because she had a heart attack because of the ma'isa of the Akedah. So even though after he passed the great Nisayin of the Akedah, so now it looks like, oh, this, if, you know, if I wouldn't have taken, now I'd have a wife. Now I don't have a wife. And my wife never saw my son go to the chuppah. That was the tachlis over here of the satan. That's what he was trying to do. So the Avraham Avinu came back with he passed this Nisayin, all flying, as they say. Avraham Avinu came back, and Avraham Avinu cried a little bit. Because Avraham Avinu was teaching us that Elu Chayish Nesar, there was the exact amount that she had to live and not a second more. And there wasn't 1 second more that she was going to live. And the satan can make it look, and he can badek it, and make it look like a heart attack, and make it look like a shock. But Avraham Avinu cried a little bit. No, she was an alta yidla, and this is the exact amount of days she was supposed to live, and she couldn't have lived a second more. And that was it, and therefore he passed that nisayin. That nisayin's time, it's a great nisayin, and a nisayin that people have after a nisayin, which is, Mr. Hashem will see soon, it's a negayin shidduchin also. A person gets through a shidduchin, gets through a certain nisayin, and then what? And then, even at the end, sometimes there's a little bit of a charata. That's one idea you see in the parasha. But the bigger idea over here is the concept that it's all perfection. What the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does for us, especially in this parasha of shidduchin, it's all with an exact perfection. And sometimes he thinks that this is the shidduch that should work out, and this is the shidduch that has to work out, and why didn't this one work out, etc. And he goes in Eilu, like the Chazal say over here, Shnei Chayei Sara, perfect, this is exactly what's supposed to be. Not a second more, she wasn't supposed to live 1 second more. And this is taka, a very, very big akdama into the Indian of shidduchin, into the, you know, when it comes to everything else, like, you know, getting the parking spot or not, when we get it, we say it's bashert. When we don't get it, then we say, oh, what's going on here, and this, and you know. But that's the first limit over here into Parshas Chayisara, is this Indian of taka, the perfection with Ribbono Shel Olam, al veket shtelt every Indian, kal v'chomer, and the Indian of shidduchin. Mamash the that's l'chayra. Now the parasha does start that the Avraham Avinu is zokim Baba Yomim, and he was Hashem Beirach as Avraham Bakoil. Avraham Avinu had everything. Avraham Avinu had everything. He was he had stocks, he had bonds, he had real estate, he had everything. He had money all over. Avraham Avinu, every wealthy person that you see in this world today, you see a wealthy yid, you think, wow, he's a rich man. That all comes from the Beirach Avraham Bakoil. That Avraham was Gebench Bakoil. Don't think for a second he's wealthy. He was a part of the bracha that went down to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Gebench Bakoil. Okay, so Avraham Avinu is one of these people, you think he's Mamish Mestami, he's a major player and a trader in Yonim, and you know, he's probably involved in every decision and money and back and forth, you know. Mestami Avraham Avinu, you know, he's probably got 7 cell phones, or you can't have that kind of money. Mestami has 7 iPhones, and he's got in each pocket, and he's going to buy this and sell this, and v'chule v'chule. Right? Yet the next Pusik, the Pusik tells us, no, Avraham Avinu, he's got in the house, he's got V'avrayom Avraham Elavda Iskan Beisai. Avraham Avinu at Gahat Askan Beis Hamoishul Bekoil Asher Loi. Avraham Avinu, when it comes in Yonah Gashmi's, Pasha not Bechlal involved at anything at all. He's not involved. He's got this this Av Eliezer. You go and look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kufchaz, you see what a knacker Eli was. He was talking a businessman, Ayin Shom in the Gemara. Right? And he's got in every single Avraham, he comes, he tells Avraham, no, you think we should sell, you think we should buy. Avraham says, listen, Herzachain Eliezer, Moishul Bekoil Asher Loi. You do what you want. Moishul Bekoil Asher Loi. Whatever you think is right, do. So maybe you'll think like Avram is, you know, like it's a flake in a yid. You know, it's not the pshat that like he wasn't like, not involved in anything, you know? Like some chever like that. So whatever happens, happens, whatever, yeah, nishnit, you know? Like that type of, like a shtickles to like he's drinking a coffee, it's coming out the other end. You know, maybe that's what Avram is. Not the pshat that he wasn't involved in Gashmi, he's not involved in anything. You know, whatever happens, happens kind of thing. Yeah? And Demis is, there are some people like this. Binyanei Ruchani. There certainly are people like this in Binyanei Ruchani. Yes, you know, buy me a lulav, buy me an esrog, right? Arrange my pros bowl for me, right? Buy me tefillin, put them on for me. You know, there's always types of people that some people, when it comes to Binyanei Gashmi, they're involved in every single prat. Some people, when they're involved in Ruchni, you know, the Ruchni b'sayda, you know, other people can take care of. Other people can take care of me. I don't have to take care of the Ruchni, someone else will take care of. Yet, over here, the next pasuk, Chazal tell us, all of a sudden, Avraham Avinu, when it comes to the Indian of the Shidduch, you see Avraham Avinu is in every single prat. knee deep in every part. Okay, she says like this, then like that, and then and they, no, get here. Eliezer is his trusted, most worthy. He trusts him with all of his parnasa. He trusts him with all of his money. He trusts him with all of his real estate. They have to turn that thing. Yeah. Shkayach. If there's people, Rabbi Thurm, there's people outside. That was me. I'm sorry. If there's people outside, so they can stand over. Is that there? There's room over. You, the one that's not shy. You stand right there. Family stands here, right? You stand. Give me a spot. Right there in the corner. That way you can look. Right? Sir, where are you going to stand?
Can I sit on the table?
You sit right next to
me. Can I sit on the table?
You need the most of all.
Can I sit on the table?
You sit right next to me. So the it's on? It's on?
Yeah.
So you see in the next pasuk that the Torah says over here, he said this, that Avraham Avinu is Moshel Bakoil. When it comes to Inyane Gashmias, Moshel Bakoil Asheloi. He's involved in every single prat. Eliezer is involved in every prat. Avraham Avinu is not involved in any prat. But when it comes to Yoni Ruchani, and all of a sudden it comes to a Shidduch, now you see a whole different type of an Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says, if you do this, you do this, if you do that, Eliezer is not as trustworthy. He doesn't trust him. The lashon of the pasuk over here. Scan, Beisai, Moshel, Bekoil, Asheloi. Yet when it comes to Inyan Ruchani, he doesn't listen. Herzlkain, no. I want you to take a Shavuah. When it came to all of the inyanim and all the money and all the cash and all the geld and all the stocks and all the bonds, no shvua. But all of a sudden it comes to an inyan of ruchnius, and not just an inyan of ruchnius, an inyan of shiduchin. Avraham Avinu is knee deep in every single decision. No, just somebody else will take care of it. Whatever happens, happens. No, Avraham Avinu is involved in every single prat. If they say this, you do this. If you say this, you do this. No, this reminds me of a story. Rav Aaron Zichron Levracha, Moshe Sher, when he went once, he had to go to Kennedy, and there was an Indian for Klal Yisrael, but he had to go on Tisha B'Av. So the question was, he's going to go on Tisha B'Av, he's going to have to wear a suit, and he's going to have to shave, and he's going to have to shower, and the whole business. So he went to Rav Aaron to ask him if he can go. If he can go, he'll have to shave, he'll have to shower, he'll have to this, the whole business. So Rav Aaron told him that he should go to Rav Moshe, Shai Lalach, he should go to Rav Moshe. He says, Mutter, but go to Rav Moshe. Right? That's what he told him. But he told him, but one thing, listen, when Kennedy says this, you tell him this. When Azok Tazeh, Azok Tazeh. When Azok Tazeh, Azok Tazeh. He told him, Mamish, prat by prat. He wasn't to believe it. He didn't know that Rav Aaron was so even knowledgeable in the Tutsal Chepis in the ganze Welt and does. So he went to Rav Moshe and he asked the Shiloh. Rav Moshe was Meikel. And then he told Rav Moshe what happened. He told Rav Moshe that, Rav Aaron said like this and like this and like that. Yeah, so Rav Moshe said that, the Shiva in Lakewood, he knows the whole world, he knows everything. So better, I hope you listen very well. So Bekitzer, when he came back, he told Rav Moshe, asked him to come back because he was an Indian of Klal Yisrael, so he wanted to know what happened. So when he came back, so Rav Moshe asked him, what happened? So he told him, well, Kennedy got it right except for three things. Mamish, every single thing. Rav Aaron said, Liz, he answered like this, like this, like this. There's three things. Rav Aaron, there's Kennedy, Nishkechan Pichal. Okay, too. But that's Mamish, you see over here, Avraham Avinu. All of a sudden, in every prat, he's wide awake, Avraham Avinu, and it's a flagin. Because in an Indian Ruchni, he's wide awake. So you just learned two tremendous yisaitis over here. One yisait is that attacking an Indian Ruchni, don't fall lozich on Yenim. Don't fall lozich on somebody else. He'll take care of my Ruchnias and Bechule, Bechule, he'll do this, And in Yoni Gashmi, you could do that. You could do that when it comes to Indian Gashmi. But the second chiddush you're learning over here is that a shidduch is an Indian ruchni. It's an Indian ruchni. It's something that's negeya, the doirei doiris. It's something that's negeya. Mamish, lenetzach nitzachim. It's negeya. What will be in himself, in his children, in his ganze, everything? What's negeya? So a lot of people says, no. And from a bokeh kal v'chaymer. Yeah, b'seder, whatever my parents say, no shaykhus, I'm okay with these things. Valid, these things don't bother me. From Avinu in this Indian wasn't sufleigen. Wasn't Siflagan. You'll say, Yitzchak was. Yeah, if you have a tata like an Avraham Avinu, if it's Nemtach, the Achrayis, for Azah Shidduch, you can sit and learn in the base medrash. It's true, and I mean it. If you have somebody that you know understands in Taka and the Ruchni Adasayif, not all of our parents have had the same experiences in Torah and Erlichkeit that we have had for the last few years. Now, they're not holding exactly where we are. Some of us, they are maybe, but a lot of us, they're not. Yeah. And Mamela, in this Indian, you can't just say, Beseder. Yeah, my parents will take care of it. The Shachrin, whatever they say. Yeah. Falazich, right? Avraham Avinu made his scan beisai moishel bekoila shaloi take a shvua benikitas chayfetz. A very serious Indian. It's a very serious parasha. It's an Indian ruchni. And even in this Indian, there's no moishel bekoila shaloi. You're the moishel bekoila shaloi. When it comes to this Indian, you have to be involved. That's a chayim. The second Indian that comes in the parasha. The excuse me, you know, I'll say b'mizgar, and then Bez Hashem, some things I'm going to come back to again. But I'll say b'mizgar already now. Sometimes you have a bacher, he goes on a date, and he's a good bacher, a fine bacher. Again, the problem is there's 1,000 snowflakes in this room, and they're all different. So it's hard to know which, you know, every bacher is a good bacher, right? Versteht? But 1,000 snowflakes, they're all different, so it's difficult. You have to talk in the prat, and you're really talking by klali. But you have a bacher, he's mamish, he's from a bacher, and he's a masman, and this. You know, and then all of a sudden, you see him walking down the streets of Yerushalayim Mir HaKadosh with a girl that passed nish for such a bacher. It's hard to understand what happened over here. It's very nice that she, you know, she's masking to sweep the floors of Yerushalayim Mir HaKadosh with her sheitel, right? But it's definitely not a girl that should be walking next to a bacher that looks like that, right? And she's wearing a skirt that doesn't fit, at least her, it doesn't fit somebody else, right? And you want to know what's going on over here, and you have a mamash pelo over here, right? As a pelos, and maybe think, well, Taka learned that this bacher is a shtikul esav, is a nimroi, is a vuchanetzer. No, it's not true. What is he prav? He prav to me, Mr. Ganal. He was on a date. He didn't notice that the skirt didn't cover her knee. Right? He didn't notice that. Right? Well, he has to. He has to. And in Gehenna, we'll give him the cheshbon for this. There's no shayla. No shayla. Person thinks, yeah, no, I'm upset or whatever. I don't know. And my parents, they know what's best for me. The shalchan knows what's best for me. If he marries a girl that's not a tzanua, right, we'll give the din v'cheshbin. There's no shayla. We'll come back to it later, but it's related to this part right now. Is that, you know, it's meishel b'kayla shayla. Other people take care of it. You know, and pasnish, that I should talk about these things. And past Avram Avinu, that he should talking about shidduchim, right? Avram Avinu talking about girls and make sure it's like this, and family and that, and politics. It's a past Avram Avinu. It's a past, yeah, I say that's something that's very important to say. Now, Rabbeinu B'chaya, he starts out the parsha. It's kedai to see. He says, "Beautiful the shayna." Says he really is the one that opens up that this parsha is a limud and what to be like. I didn't understand Rabbeinu B'chaya Grado. He says that the person they read this, the minig was they used to read this to the chassan on the day of his chasana. The day of his chasana, they would read it to him. Isn't that a little bit too late? Isn't it too late? So some of the bachurim that are here, they're engaged. So that's a nechama to you. Some of you are engaged. I see that. And you wanted to know. Yes, she come. This she come. So look, Rabbeinu B'chaya gave this shmuz. Mamish on the day of the chasana. So I'm excited to see the shmuz a little bit earlier. What exactly the hesber is, so those that are engaged, I'll explain it to them afterward. But it's not the gay of the roif, so I won't tell it to you now. But I'll upon him, that's the clear. So one thing is, Pasuk says, Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil. A God Shein Alts. Avram Avinu, and the Seis Yitzchak obviously, was the prize catch. He was the prize catch. He could have had anybody in the world, it's clear. And that's really what the Torah is coming to be madgish over here. That even though he was the prize catch, listen closely. Everything you should listen closely, but before this, he's the prize catch. Everyone in this room is the prize catch. It's true. It is. Every bacher. I know when they call me about bacher, when they call me about girls, every bacher is the prize bacher. Every bacher. It's like asking, you know, a person comes to the bus station and he says, where, you know, they ask him, what bus do you want to take? He says, I want to take the best bus. Say there. Every bus is the best bus. If you're going to Tzfas, then this is the best bus. If you're going to Netanya, this is the best bus. If you're going to Eilat, then you shouldn't be here. But anyways, but a lot of the concept is that the same thing in Shidduchim, it's the best bus. Right? So, but Avram Avinu is top of the number one catch. There's no Shaila. So Avram Avinu can have everything. See, Avram Avinu, he would say like this. He would say, Eliezer, listen, here's a chayim. Play the market a bit. Right? Just like in business, right? Play the market a bit. Go out, see what kind of shit. No, he gives him clear instruction. I want this, 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 and this. Whatever the thises are, we'll see in a moment. But I want this, 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 and this. Right? If you find that girl, take her. Eliezer, at this point, should, even Eliezer, and we'll see the cautious Eliezer Yegefrem, but he should ask at this point, okay, I'll find that girl, but maybe I'll see there's a better one. Right? I'll find that this girl has a this, 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 and this. But maybe there'll be a better one, and she'll have the this, 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 and this, and she'll also, you know, more of this, 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 and this. Right? No, that's Yisayit number one in Shidduchim. So much of the first Yisayit over here is that we have to have a specific agenda. And even if you are the number one catch, and I mean it, the person, every bacher is in a much better situation, as the Velt knows nowadays, than the girls are. It's the reality in the Velt. So he knows that for every one bacher, he's going to be getting read a certain amount of girls, etc., etc. So he's going to have the option, and it's true, Taka, if he has in front of him that list, I don't think there's anybody going to argue and say, on that list, to be choosing the best one, fine. That is, you know, in Seichel, it makes sense that for whatever the best one is in your situation, that definitely makes sense. But then what happens is that when he gets on the date, he says, okay, so she, Taka, fits the bill for whatever my agenda was, but I can get better. And there's that might be better, and it's good to play the market, and that is Toyus number one. That's a Toyus Gomer. That's Mamish a mistake. A person that has an agenda, and he should have an agenda. That's the first thing you see from Avram Avinu. He could be the number one catch, have an agenda. If she fits the agenda, you marry her. That's it. I've never met anybody who came back after I told them that with a kasha or a taina. There's no kasha, there's no taina. And Mrs. Ramayesh is a Chernel Vrach in Yerdeya, and I think it was Simtsadi, I think it was Chelgal Simtsadi, I think it was. Ramayesh says, he says this cloud. He says, if it fits on the paper, whatever your agenda is, we'll see in a minute. I can't make your list for you. I can only help you to tell you what it is in the Torah de Kaseicha, what should be on such a list. But if it fits, so then you can marry her. And a person, he wants to know, but I don't feel anything. Right? I don't feel anything. So it's true. The Chazanish writes in one place that hergeshim are the shlucha de rachmana. Hergesh, a person has certain hergeshim, certain feelings, those are shlichim from Hashem. But it's if he has hergeshim fakert. Something about her I don't like. I can't put my finger on it. I don't like. I'll ask a bacher, do you not like her? Right? Says, I would be happy if you told me I don't have to go out again. That's from the Shemayim. Even though on paper it stems, he can't put his finger on it. Okay, we'll get in a moment to the actual what's bothering him, and then we'll see if it's true or not. But if he's telling you it bothers, so that I hear. But sometimes you have a bacher, the pshat is, on paper it fits. This is what I'm looking for. This is taka what I'm looking for. But, lemaisa, I'm just not feeling like, you know, love. Yeah, I'm not feeling that, you know, he thought he'd be like floating around in the air, right? And he's not. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand it. So the pasuk already is mesiachis to that. The pasuk at the end, Yitzchak nishkat shim kein havamina. Yitzchak at the end, it says, Yitzchak takes her, vayikach es rivka, vatihi lo isha. He takes her, he marries her, vayahav. And then he loves her. Because that's a gaitas, Rabbi Yisai. He thinks whatever happened, whatever feelings he was feeling, some people, they're much more emotional. They will feel it. They'll feel very close, feel close feelings and whatnot. That's not what's kaveya, right? And this, you know, as the, you know, I say, over here, there's not that much white. You don't know what's going on under here, right? But the older I get, and the more I'm saying this, the more I'm actually beginning to believe it. Right? The more I talk to Bakram, and they're not sure, and they're this, and the ones that I did tell to get engaged, and the ones that I told them they're making a mistake, and it's no shaila in the world. That if it fits the agenda that you set up, which we'll help you in a moment with, so then you can marry her. No shaila. Now, there are shlichim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which are hargeshim, that it's something about her I don't like. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know. Then okay, I can't tell a person to marry her. But if he says that he's just a little bit numb, he doesn't understand why he thought he'd be more excited, then he can marry, there's no shaila. And me, this is really what the Goyim don't understand our tzur of Shidduchim. They can't mask it. But Avanda, it's because afterward, he's going to have to work on his marriage no matter what. So if on paper she fits that paper, that the agenda of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu didn't say, and then Yitzchak will fall in love with her. Yitzchak wasn't even sent. If she fits this agenda, so then you can marry her, because Yitzchak has good midas, and then he's going to work on the marriage. Right? So that's the only way. And if you have bad midas, there's anyways not much chance. So that's how it goes over here, Rabbi Yisai. That's the cloud gadol. That's cloud number one. Now, the way I broke it up is how you make this agenda. You see, Avram Avinu, everything is with such clarity. Clarity, everything is with clarkite. There's no confusion over here. And that's where Shidduchin has its bilbo, is when there's this lack of clarity, this confusion, because there wasn't an agenda. Avram Avinu makes a list here. I'm going to call it now, you know, wants and needs. Things that he wants and things that he needs. Okay, things he wants, a person, what he thinks of a shidduch, he wants this, and you can make a ganze list of the thing he wants, which is fine. If that's taka when he's looking at a lichatchila, and he'd rather have this, that's all called the list of wants. Then there's another list, which is needs. There's something, I can't live without that, right? You have to know, what is the list of your needs? Now, the truth is, tonight, I'm just going to tell you what should be the list of needs. You could be maisif, right? Probably shouldn't be megareya from the list I'm making. Probably shouldn't be. It's not kedai. But the list of needs, that's where you convey in a shidduch. No, let's say for example, you know, tonight I'm not going to say that one of the things of a need should be that I want to live in Eretz Yisrael forever. That's a need. But let's say by you it's a need. Let's say by you a need. You know that that's the place where you're only going to be able to shtag is in Eretz Yisrael. For you it's a need. Right? I'll give a more practical example. He said he wants to come back after his marriage for 3 years to learn. 2 years, 3 years. There's no real number, but a considerable amount of time longer than a honeymoon, but not a lifetime investment. So he says, but I need this, because I know that I will only be able to steig in such a knife. So then I'm not going to tell you, that won't be on my list of needs, because I have to go with the cloud. That's not the cloud. But then on your list, that's a need. That's a need. And that's important that you have that on the list. And that's important that when he's going to have, like Avram Avinu couldn't do it himself, Yitzchak couldn't do it himself, so they incurred the help of a shadchan. Eliezer was the first shadchan. They got the help of people. But he gave him clear instructions, this is what I need. And Eliezer tells him, listen closely, because the Shatranim talk like this also. And I give you this example, because this is an example that I'm holding in the last 2 weeks, is that the boy needs this. He feels that he will only be able to steig if he comes back there to Israel for 3 years. That's his need. I'm not getting involved in that. That he has to get involved with his Rebbe. I am his Rebbe. But each person over here has to decide he has to get involved in that. Is that really true? Do you really need that? It's fine. But once he's conveyed, this is on my list of needs, so then that means that this is who he is. Right? You know what would happen if you would marry a girl and she didn't want that? She doesn't want that, right? And he marries her anyway. He'll come to resent her. She'll come to resent him. Something's going to give over here. They'll come to Eretz Yisrael. She'll be miserable. I'll give you a good example. Right? This example happens, all the time. He'll come to live in Eretz Yisrael. He'll resent her and she'll resent him. Okay, you want to know, are they going to get divorced because of that? No, probably not, right? But we're right now in the situation of the Chatchila, in the situation of Cheshivas, in the situation of where we're going in the Chatchila. So why would he do such a thing? So I'll tell you why he does such a thing. Because Eliezer Eved Avram over here, Havdil, you know, he's a great, great man, Chazal, but he comes and he says to Avram Avinu, wait a minute, it's not going to work. You have this whole idea, and you're telling me I can't bring Yitzchak there. And what if I can't? What if they tell me I have Yitzchak? So what does the Shatran say? You're living in a dream world, you know? You can't have Kvedas like that. You can't expect things like that, that the girl, one boy is going to inherit Yisrael for 3 years and whatever, you know, that's not realistic, right? So you learn the first lesson, the second lesson over here, is Avraham Avinu tells him, says, no, b'shum panim v'ayi finish, v'im lo yisei v'ayishal alecha, nikisim mishvuasi, we'll find somebody else, we'll get a different shatran, right? But in Ruchnias, we won't be mevater. It's true, if the Shatran tells you want a girl who's, the father's a billionaire and v'chule, so maybe you're talking being a bit ridiculous, right? But when it comes to ruchnistic things, so how do I know? Because, you know, I have, besides the Bachram that I deal with, and I have Yunga Light, right? But my wife also has in seminary, so the phone calls come in with me on both sides. So I know, the Shatranim, they tell the girl, you're not going to have a boy like that, a boy that wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to find a boy like that. And you're not going to find a boy who wants to learn Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to find a girl, it sounds familiar. All right, so what's the answer? All you have to do is get that Shatran to put this boy and this girl together. So they exist. Right? Anything in Ruchnias, you tell the Shatran, Vim lo yisoyve, ha'isha lalecha zachrecha, v'nikisa mishuas. When it comes to an Indian Ruchnias, but it's very important, you have to be clear. Whatever's going to be on your list clear, it's like I'll say in a moment, the klaliistic list of agendas that I can give. The pratiistic you have to figure out yourself, but if you know for yourself that's a prerequisite in the shidduch, that's a prerequisite for steiging as a person. So then you want a girl who's going to appreciate that. And if not, you're going to resent her. And if they tell you there's no such girl, so you ask a Rebbe, could be, maybe Taki, maybe he's being realistic, he's unrealistic. And if there is such a girl, so then lo yisayva v'nikesa mishuas. So then you're part of from the shvua. There's a great yisayv. And this is where Bilbul starts. Because this Bachar, he called me now, and he didn't make a list of agendas beforehand, right? So it was clear by him, this is what he wants. So he went out, and he's a week into the shidduch, 2 weeks into the shidduch, and now he realizes that the Be'em is Taka, he wants to come and live in Eretz Yisrael for a few years, and by him it's Taka, it's very important, it's integral in his growth as a, for anything in life, but Kav Chaimer is to be a Talmud Chacham and whatnot. In this specific case, he just used it as a mashal, obviously. No, so, but what the Maisa now it's very difficult for him to make decisions, because he likes the girl. Right? And it's also very difficult because Eliezer Eved Avram is telling him, you're not going to find a girl. You're not going to find, this is, what are you, mad? You're going to give up this girl. So now he's going to be able to make a decision. He's going to be, what are you talking about? That's where Bilbul starts. When everything was clear beforehand, made clear to you, clear to your parents, this is the most probably uncomfortable part of all Shidduchim. That he has to break the list, that's not uncomfortable. But that he has to give over that list in a way, somehow, to his parents, to the Shachanim, to the people that are going to be metapel with his Shidduch, that's uncomfortable. So again, if your father's an Avram Avinu, he verstehs you klar, he has the same exact goal as you, no problem, don't make a list, he made the list for you. Right? If your father's not that, he's also making the list for you. Come on. Your father's making the exact same list for you. Avram Avinu, they know to make a list for their children. That they learned from Avram. The only difference is that Avram and Yitzhak were chavrusas for 37 years. Right? Were in the Zayar. So they were on the same wavelength, exactly. Right? But Mashain Kane, you and your father, I don't know if you're on the same wavelength. If you are, let him make your list. Halavai. It's Mamish Mefirish in the Parsha. Yeah? But if he's not on the same wavelength, Kavach Chaimer, if your father's not on any wavelength. Right? And what he says, I don't know. The Shatran. So she'll make the, or he'll make, or they'll make the agenda. That would could be certainly a very dreadful experience. Yeah. Now, the. Rabbeinu B'chaya is he's Masber over here. What's Taka the Ikar of this list? It says, interesting. Avram Beirach, Hashem Beirach is Avram Pakoil. He had everything, but what did he not have? He didn't have an Einikol. You have everything. If you don't have an Einikol, what do you have? You don't have Amsheichia. Which is Klal, again, everything I'm going to say tonight is this is the first Yisoid, because they're all the first Yisoid. So I don't know if we're up to the 4th or the 15th, but this is the first Yisoid of Shidduchim. Okay? The first Yisoid is that you are marrying a Tachlis. You're not just marrying a girl, you're not marrying a person, you're marrying a gold, you're marrying a tachlis over here, an einikol, a mishpacha. You're trying to make a creation of a door of children, of einiklach, of something, of a hemsheichias. So Avraham Avinu can have everything, but he doesn't have hemsheichias to go weiter that mahalach of life, so then he doesn't have anything. This is his side, a very big side. Why is it such a big side? Because, yeah, okay, we'll break it off. I'll come back to that. I think it'll be much more discabel. So Eliezer goes, and he davens. That's the first thing. You see over here, the first thing the Shatkan does is he davens. Tefillah is very important in the Shidduch. You should probably start davening now. It's true. You probably should daven for your friend. You know the trick, right? You daven for your friend, and you'll be nene tefillah. It's true. That's true. I'll tell you an interesting thing. Never daven for the girl. Never daven for the girl. Chaim Volozhin once said, he told one of his Talmidim, his Talmid told him he's going to daven, you know, he's a Muna. Chaim Volozhin said, no, don't daven for the girl, you'll get her. Davening works. We believe this. If you don't believe this, you're not one of us. Okay? So we believe davening works. So you're going to be on a Shidduch, and you're going to want it to work. So it's going to work, you'll daven, you'll get her. And then, you know, if it wasn't meant to be, it'll be terrible. Davening works. Right? How do we know davening works? We believe in the concept of Shema Yakti Menu Acher. So the Mefarshim explained, Rashi Bema says, my God, B'tfilah. Davening works. You can take somebody else's Shidduch through davening. Agav, I'll mention this now because everyone knows he has this question. Bashert, Shema Yakti Menu Acher B'tfilah. How could it be? You're going to daven for somebody, you're going to get a Shidduch that belongs to somebody else? What happened to Bashert? Right? So I don't know from Bashert. I don't know. I don't understand Bashert. I know one thing. Samar Rebbe Zecherin Lefracha, he said like this, 700 svansig mit the nit basher teichet. You can live 120 years with somebody who's not your basher, and that's having good midas. That's all you need. Do I know if I have my basher? Yeah, if you ask my wife, I hope she says yes. Okay? I don't know. Okay? In the next world, I'll find out. If it's Yekiv and the basher, the Nishkiv and the basher, it's a machtish teich. In day to day life, these things don't matter. That's not your cheshbon. You know, a person, he's always on. That's the one question, you know, that when you're going to have a suffix in a shidduch, don't call me. You call somebody else. They like talking about these things. You call me, but how do I know she's my sheret? Right? So, what are you going to hear from me? And the phone is going to, you know, is going to go. How do I know she's. Who cares? I don't care if she's your basheret. I don't care if she's my basheret. Right? I certainly don't care if she's your basheret. Right? So all this basheret stuff. Right? So, nish basheret. So, I don't know. That's the gabe. That's the gabe. Tefillah, so you got to daven. And you should start davening now. The stipler going, when he would come to a kiddush, he would say, Mazel Tov, start davening for a shidduch. And this is not in the olden times when they would get married at the age of 3. So Tosfos and Baba Basra says that Rivka was 14 when she got married, not so young. Right? But get married, you know, right away, you have to daven for a shidduch. So right away, you should daven for a shidduch. But don't daven for that specific girl, because the taka works. That's very important. Now, Avraham Avinu, like I said before, he realized he can't do it himself. So he has somebody he knows he can help him along the way. Right? Very important, and I'm going to come back to this later, is that if you're going to make a Rebbe at the time of the Shidduch, you know, all of a sudden he goes, okay, boom, all of a sudden everybody needs a Rebbe. There's somebody to help him in the Inyan, right? Now you need to know what to do. What do I do? Right? She says, what's my name? So I say back, what do I say now? You know, this is the catches I get, right? During the date. Right? But, you know, if he's going to make a Rebbe while he's in Shidduchim, it's not going to really, it's not going to work. If his Rebbe's Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it'll work. You press a button, you put it in, it comes out the answer, everything's good. Your Rebbe's a Chachem. Your Rebbe's not a Navi, he's a Chachem. Reb Chaim is also not a Navi, but I don't know, he works with different rules. But the regular Rebbeim, they're not Naviim. They're Talmidei Chachamim, like the Gemara says. A Chachem is maybe Adif, but it's only if he's a Chachem that understands you. Otherwise, you call him up, and what are you? You're a face in a crowd that on Moitzi Shabbashir that he's giving that he's never met you personally. Right? So you're going to ask him a shayla on a date, and he's going to give you the textbook answer, which, you know, klaliistic answers do work. Right? Klaliistic answers do work, it's true. Right? But not in every single prat. Right? There is always a yitzim in a klal. So if he knows you specifically, he'll be able to answer you. So from Avinu, you know, he didn't get stam a person. You see over here, the person that he chose to help him, okay, sometimes it's a shatchin, sometimes it's the Rebbe, whatever it is, but you're going to need help in shidduchim. So the person that's going to help you, if you have a parent that's mamish understands you and you have that type of relationship, because in the hate, halavai, right? It's a mistake. Last year when I gave this year, people went around saying, I said, listen, your parents don't listen to your parents in shidduchim. It's not shaykhus bechlal. If you have a parent that understands you in that type of a nature, then fine. If you don't, he's not negay in parsha shidduchim. Just like you won't ask him in a taitzvis, in Masechet Chleis, Baba Metzia, he's learning now Masechet Temura, right? So you won't ask him in such a taitzvis, because he's not holding in the Kaimai. So if he's not holding in the Makim of you, so then you can't be asking him a Shaila in Shidduchin, obviously. It goes without saying. But you need a Rebbe that understands you. Like Eliezer Ben Avram, he understood the matzav in the house, he understood what he was looking for, and he understood the person. Very important, he said. The Balas Chesed. Okay, so you read the Parsha, and the Parsha says, no, what happens here? He's looking for a Balas Chesed. Everybody knows you. What are you going to hear about tonight? You got to find the girl who's a Balas Chesed. Okay, so what do I know from Balas Chesed? So you go into the Parsha, and Ben Mechaya said to read the Parsha. So it says over here, Eliezer, he comes to this, like, this place. He has all of his camels. He says, you know, whoever's going to feed all camels water, and me or whatever, and the camel, dog, they got the story over here. And then boom, she's mamish the one. So what's he going to do? So he's going to go to the gas station, right? And he's going to see over there, you know, is there a girl over there? You know, let's see, you know, he's going to bring all of the cars, his friends, and they're all going to drive up. And if she not only, you know, that she fills up the car with gas, but also she wipes the windows, you know, and there's a specific way of doing the windows. If you don't do it properly, it makes it worse. You know what I'm talking about? If you do it like that, it's kefarad. Like I say, right? And then you see, as she finishes wiping your car down the window, she wipes the wing mirror too. Okay? So then that's what he's looking for, Balas Chesed. He's looking for somebody who's the head of a Chesed organization. That's a Toyes Gomer. He's looking for the head of Chesed organization, someone who's outwardly Chesed. You have to understand that Maral explains over here, the Imayas HaKadoshis were being mashrish the Midah Ad HaSoif into Klal Yisrael, the Midah of Chesed Ad HaSoif. So there were no Hagbalas. We're not Talmidim of the Avos HaKadoshis. We're Talmidim of the Torah. We're Talmidim of the Torah. The Torah is magbal, the Midah of Chesed. If you have a woman who's out there doing Chesed with everybody else in the world, I'm not sure. I'm not saying she's not somebody to marry, but I'm not so sure. Sometimes when they're doing Chesed with everybody in the world, I'm not so sure. I'm so sure that that's exactly. What does it mean when Chazal say over here we're looking for Balas Chesed? You know what it means in practical English? Good natured. Is she self-absorbed? We're living in a door of self-absorption. Everyone is self-absorbed. Everyone. Right? So we're looking for someone who's good natured. Right? Easygoing is one way of saying it, but good natured. Right? Her lave is for others. Right? Her lave is for others, not just for herself. Very important, Rabbi Yisai. You know, people want to know, how do you see this? So he's looking for a simon. So you read the parasha, you're supposed to look for a simon. A simon, right? It says, Gevaldik, you imagine this, we're on a date, and I like a certain flavored ice cream, right? Pistachio schnitzel, right? And she punk likes the same one, right? It's mamish a simon from Shemayim. That one probably is from Shemayim. But it's mamish a simon from Shemayim, and you laugh, I get this. No, it's mamish a simon. We mamish, there's so many things that stim. Right? So many things that shtim, we laugh at the same thing. Okay, zagnish. Things are nice. It's nice that you should be happy with your kala and you should, right? But this is how he's going to kiveya the rest of his life. He's looking for this. What was the simon Eliezer's looking for? He was looking for a simon in good natured kind. If the Torah writes it, it's trying to teach you something. You're not going to get a girl that when you get to the hotel, all of a sudden the Coke is going to come up from the background and it's going to come up into her cup and it's going to pour for you and it can pour for her. So if the Torah is teaching us, it's teaching us, look for simonim in good natured kind. How do you look for a simon in good natured kind? It's not easy. He goes on the date, right? See what she talks about. Self-absorbed people. So you're on a date. You can't expect her not to talk about herself. She's trying to show and portray herself, right? But there's a difference between a girl, but when she's on a date and you're saying something, she's just trying to get back to what she and her friends did yesterday. It's true. I'm not patzeling anybody, you know? But the simon letoiv. What's a simon letoiv? If you see how she talks about her children, her nieces. Okay, what if she doesn't have nieces? But if she talks about her nieces, she talks about children, you know she's going to be good with children. It shows a good natured kind. It does. If she talks about, you know, she knows to talk about all of her chesed doings that she does. Because over here, you're supposed to be looking for Baal's chesed, right? But we need to see good-natured kite. We need to see a simon. Is she a person? Is she a listening person? Does she care about what you're saying? You're saying certain things that really mean a lot to you. You know, one good way to trick them, to try and figure out, is if you ask head on, most people are smart enough to answer head on. Right? Last year they complained I didn't say enough practical in the actual dating. This year I'm also not going to, but I'll spice it. No, you have to have a Rebbe. There's nothing I could do about that. But I'm going to spice it up with a little bit. Right? When you say stories, right? Stories catch a person off guard. Shem Shemos me for telling you the secret. But stories catch a person off guard. Because you say a story, so now we see a reaction, right? And we can understand from the reaction exactly, you know, the good-natured kite or the not good-natured kite. But I'm not going to tell you more than that. We're going right there. But the concept over here is that's the simmon that we're looking for. We're looking for good-naturedness. You know what's good-naturedness? You can see somehow, like, I'm not saying, you know, you come back late from a date or whatever. I'm not saying you should, you shouldn't, right? But you come back like, you see how she's mitziaches to, you know, Agav, you also should be good people, but that's a different shmuz, I guess, right? But you see how she's mitziaches to, like, that which bothers her parents, right? You see, her parents are upset with her, so, my parents are always bothering me, whatever. She's going to say about her husband one day, too, right? And you know that, because you do it to your parents. And you're going to say it about your wife one day, too, right? Okay, we're not going to get to that either tonight. The good-natured simonim, you have to look for it. You know, you have to have your eyes open. But that's the... Now, I must tell you, I'm going to tell you a secret, that we are looking for wealth. We are. There's no shy. Right? I don't know if I feel bad. There's anybody outside, they're not hearing the secret, but I might as well just keep it between us. We're looking for wealth. Because the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis says, Ezu Ashir. So the Gemara says, Lashon is, Kol Sheyesh Isha Noe B'maisim. He's a wealthy man. That's the wealth that we are looking for. If he has a woman who's noye b'maisim, she's finkite, she's somebody who, she's good-natured, right? She's a good person, rabbis say. So then he's going to have a happy life. He can have everything else. If he doesn't have that, so then life is very difficult. Very, very difficult, especially in the high-imposed, stressed society that we live in. You know, there's not that many reasons to have lots of stress, but there's lots of self-imposed reasons to have stress. And if he doesn't have somebody who's easy and good-natured, it's going to be a very difficult life. A door of self-absorption. Which I heard once from Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, the great Rosh Hashiva. He told me, he found out once, I was giving a shmuz to Bachram about Shidduchim. It was the first time I ever gave the shmuz. He told him, you tell the Bachram, I'll never forget this, you tell the Bachram that they have to find a woman who's Bucky and Jas. I didn't know where to go with that one. That's right, Bucky in Simcha and Savlonis. Bucky and Shas. He's a great man. But the concept is very important. You find a woman who's a Bucky and Shas. She's a Bucky and Simcha. Simcha doesn't mean smiling and laughing the whole time. Simcha means that she's able to haltzach with the matzah. She's able to, it's very related to Savlanis. It doesn't mean Simcha with that. Simcha and smiling is very important, don't get me wrong. But the Iker Simcha is an inner Simcha, an Ezu, a Samech, the Chelkoit Iker Simcha. That's a great Yisai. You can't really be married, and without that Yisai, you're good. But that marriage is not easy without that. Without a meat of Savlanis, it's quite difficult. Now, let's go weiter. Now, it says over here that Rivka Imenu was a Toivus Maramoid. Right? She was extremely attractive. And this is extremely important to say. You can't marry a girl that you're not attracted to. You can't. Mamish, somebody last year gave a Shirach Shmuz and he explained that this is Mamish, like totally people make it into something and it's totally irrelevant. And he explained that a woman anyways, her entire features are going to change, whether she's when she's pregnant, whether she's when she's 50 years old, and whenever. Eventually she's not going to look the way she looks, and it's such a small-minded person. He's going to marry a girl. He's married her for 100 years, and he's making a decision based on the girl, the way she looks on the day. Right, but he's wrong. The way he said it was with a tremendous amount of extremity, Ladaiti. He said it's not important at all. It's not important at all. I'd say like this. He has to be attracted to his wife, and that's it. Nothing else. And you have to listen to me. I don't know how to say this. I know what I'm talking about. He has to be attracted to his wife, but nothing else. It doesn't say here that Rivka was better looking than the other girls in the shtar. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say v'hi toivus mar yoser mishar nishay kanan aram padan whatever all these countries, right? It doesn't say that. Doesn't say that, but she was Toivus Maramoid. So the Torah, I again, Libi Oimerli, what the Torah is telling you is that that's important for you to know. Right? That has to be an attraction. But it's true what this Rebbe said. He also said that all these things change. So you know what happens at that point? You know, you get a chain to your wife. What do you think? You think that a healthy person at the age of 95, right? He's like a 95-year-old man, right? You think he foolish? He sees his wife, she's up, it's like a wrinkle and a prune and a duck. You think that he doesn't realize that? You think a healthy person doesn't say to his 95-year-old wife that you're a beautiful woman? You think she doesn't buy it? She buys it. Why? You think he doesn't mean it? He means it. Right? What's the pshat? The Teretz is pashit. It's a gevissa chain that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives people that love each other. So he has to start out with something. If there's something bothering him, we live in a door that it's not mistaber to me that the bachur is going to be able to get over that. That's why this rabbi might have been right maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 70 years ago. But he's not right now because there has to be a starting point. But once it's a starting point that this, not, it's true. I don't feel that she's as beautiful as every other woman in the street. So you know what you're going to have to start doing? Stop looking at every other girl in the street. Okay? There's no way to, no, I mean it. I really mean it. Because a person, a lot of us think that that's going to be the eitzah that's going to solve all of my problems. When I get married, so I'll have one of those schnitzels. Okay? So then everything will be fine. I won't have this problem anymore of Shmir Sinai. No, that's when the problems start. Because now he's got this one. And the other ones, right, maybe better looking. Right? So the first and foremost yisayid is he has to see, is this a woman who's attractive to me? I can come home to this face. More than that, he does not need. Yeah? If you listen to me, you'll have a happy life. Right? If you don't listen to me, no matter what, you won't have a happy life. There's no way. You'll never be able to have a happy life because there will always be someone who's better looking. You're killing yourself. You're kidding yourself. I didn't make a mistake just now. I meant both. Right? You're killing yourself and you're kidding yourself. There's no shayla. I can't be more explicit than that. And I always say over what I heard from Moshe Aaron Stern. He's a great man. I asked Moshe Aaron in Yonei Looks. I was afraid to ask him. I thought he would slap me. It's not like in our door where the Rebbeim are like this. What can I tell you? And so I asked him, you know, I said, I don't know how to ask Rebbe this question. You know, Moshe Aaron was a great man. I don't know how to ask if it's about like when you're in Shidduchin, and I don't know how to explain. You want to know about looks? Right? I almost slapped him. He had a certain voice. I'll never forget it. It's my mission. It's implanted in my leg. He says to me, Shraga, we're not looking for a supermodel. Right? That was it. That's what you had to explain. You have to like the way she looks. That's what you say to you. You should listen to what I'm saying. Because so many bachrim call my phone and they don't have this clear. And if you think about it and you have it clear, you'll have a happy life. We'll go weiter. I don't have much to myself on that. The Isha Lo Yada, Pasuk says over here that she was Tovus Mare Ma'oi, the Isha Lo Yada, the Indian of Tznius. She was very beautiful, but nobody knew about her. Nobody knew how beautiful she was. She wasn't flaunting that beauty. You know, again, and this is something I spoke about at the beginning, and I'm probably not going to try to repeat most things tonight because the time is limited, but this is so important, right? If he marries a girl that's not a tzanua, and leiv yodea maris nafsha, you all know what's tznius and what's not tznius. And all the bachrim that the mamish, they have no idea, from the tmimis tikador, from mamish, from the time of Ram Avinu and his father Terach, and yeah, he said, you all know what's tznius and what's not tznius. And just keep in mind, if she's dressing like that on a date, right? Oh, she dresses worse when she gets married. There's no shayla. And you know what? And he says to himself, you know, maybe he thinks to himself, you know, he wants a girl like that, right? So it's very nice that everybody else in the street should be nana from your wife. Right? You have to keep this in mind, Rabbi Yisai. Right? Tznius is an Indian that is it's a midah in a person. It's a midah in a wife. If she doesn't have the midah of tzanua, right? Your children won't have the midah. Forgetting the dress, right? It's a certain midah that uptaiches Klal Yisrael, the ladies of Klal Yisrael. If she's lacking that, she's lacking in strength of character also. Because it means she wasn't able to fight against the door. So she doesn't have strength. If she doesn't have strength, you're marrying a weak person in your house. Yeah. There's levels. I'm not going to say there's not. Right? There's definitely levels, and Kefi the Ben Tayer with the level he's holding on. But there are basics. If the clothing is too tight, and he doesn't notice because he's too much of a tzaddik, then he has to notice. And what can I tell you? He shouldn't look. No, badana, right? He shouldn't be staring, right? But if he knows he's not supposed to be looking at something, yeah, so then, okay. And if her skirts don't cover her knee at all times, that's what it says in my Shulchan Aruch, in the Sefer Shulchan Aruch that says that they have to be covering at all times, l'dayti, l'das, everyone. So when she gets in, if she gets, does it happen once, and the things happen, and mistakes happen, and right? So what happens? You know, so I have a Talmud. He's a bit more modern, right? But he, listen, when it comes to this, I told him, you know, he knows I don't come to the wedding unless she's a tenor. So he says to me, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I go on a date, her skirts don't cover the knee. The shadchan tells me that, you know, it is, it covers. So I told him like this, the next time you go on a date, you tell the shadchan that if her skirt doesn't cover the knee, right, I'm leaving her on the date. I'm leaving her there. Okay, sure. I didn't think he'd actually, whatever, right, sure. About a week later, I get a phone call, not from him, right? I get a phone call from, you're making these, like, mishugoyim, these crazies. And what happened? He left her on the date. I go, wow, that's great. He left her. Yeah, he went. He said he's going to be excused, and he never came back. She thought he died. She thought he died in the toilet. Oh, she thought the guy died. Never came back. Right? I called him up. He said, just make sure I get into Maitei Shabbos here. This is for him. I'm sending it to him after. Right? But, you know, they're telling you that it does. They're telling you it doesn't. This is an Indian Rukhni. There's no Vitor on an Indian Rukhni. And this doesn't have anything to do with where you're holding in level. You have a person who says, oh, I'm not learning after I get married. I'm only learning for a year. I'm only this. And my sister's up. This is an Indian Rukhni. On Vitor, we don't have Vitor on these Indian. This is a halacha. It's a straight halacha. She wasn't more beautiful than anyone else. Now, Gabi, money. So, I'll explain it like this. Money is not a chesaron. There are some rebbeim that say money is a chesaron. Daiti, money is not a chesaron. The raya that money is not a chesaron is that the ganze parsha is bedecked with gelt and gelt and gelt. And you see, Besuel, there was all money here, and there's money from Avram. There's lots of money over here. Lots of money. This is a money shidduch. I don't think it wasn't, right? This is money. So what's the vart? So what are we looking for? So I'll tell you like this. You look like this. You don't look for money. It's a mistake, right? You don't know the jokes, right? Look for money, you lose interest, right? You lose a lot more than interest, right? But the word is like this, and I explain this as clear as I can make this, right? You know, the difference is like this. Is your wife a fancy pair of shoes, or does she have a fancy pair of shoes? Very big difference, right? Right? It doesn't. That's the difference between high maintenance and not high maintenance. Is she somebody that, what's uptight to this maid, right? Everything about it, the design fancy. Right? It doesn't matter if she has fancy shoes, but if that is her magum in life, that's her tachlis in life, that's her goal, that's who she is, right? So then you can't be married to such a woman, no matter how rich you'd be. Don't be stupid. Think, oh no, I'll be rich, right? You're foolish, right? You won't be rich. You're never going to be rich enough for her. Yeah. But if she's somebody who, she likes finer things, she can find her background, she has, you know, nice words nowadays, heimish, we like saying different words. I don't know why heimish means that nowadays. I don't know. Yeshivish means a car with a broomstick in the back. I'm not sure, you know, why all bad things became yeshivish and why all things that we like became heimish. I don't know. But I'll come upon him, you know, but if she's heimish and whatever, so you have to know, is her musig, is her shoes fancy, or is she a pair of fancy shoes? Right? I can't explain it more than that. If you don't understand what I'm saying, you're probably not getting rid of that kind of shidduch anyways. So don't worry about it, right? But if you are getting rid of that shidduch, that's very important to be looking for. And you can see, and you know what? You can talk about it with her on a date. And you can't ask her that because she's not going to say, you know, I'm a fancy pair of shoes, right? She won't say it. But you have to try and fix, some of them will, right? Some of them will. But al kapanim, you have to try and figure out a chachmatic way of trying to figure out. You say a story about, like I said, somebody else. Right? And from that, you try to bring out Buddha. Okay. Now, the first girl, could you marry the first girl? I'm actually going to say two questions in a row. Older girl and first girl. Right? So the answer is, Shragi Kalis. Right? You married the first girl, and she's older. She's not a lot older. She's like 30 years older than me. Right? Maturity for sure. She's, I think, 2 years older than me. I don't know. She keeps getting more and more, but she's like 2 years older than me. So, you can marry an older girl, that's no problem, okay? Could you marry the first girl? I married the first girl, so far no complaints. I mean, nobody should ask her. Not in public. No, but you can marry the first girl. But I think it's more important than that, is that Yitzchak married the first girl, but it's more sadistic than that. Listen closely. You don't have to marry the first girl, right? But then the nekuda of the first girl is only asked by a person who didn't listen to what we spoke about tonight. If you listen to what we spoke about tonight, it's not negay of the question klal u klal. Because when you go in with an agenda and a list, it doesn't matter if there's someone more beautiful. And it doesn't matter if there's some other girl who's better. And it doesn't matter if this. If she has those qualifications, even if he doesn't feel these extreme emotions and he's jumping up and down and right, he can marry her. So could he marry the first girl? Yes, why not? Doesn't say anywhere. Should he marry the first girl? Yes, why not? If she fits the agenda, yes, why not? Other people are going to tell you that you shouldn't marry the first girl. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. They have no bearing. What they're saying has no bearing on anything of reality. You can marry the first girl. As long as she fits this agenda that you made. As long as she fits the list of needs. You have a certain list of needs, right? So then you can marry her. And Adarabba, it would anything, it makes sense in Seichel. In Seichel, doesn't it make sense that he would wind up marrying the first girl? Doesn't it make sense, at least in 50%, doesn't it make sense that he should marry the first girl? It makes a lot of sense, Pashit, right? Because he obviously did these things, he followed this guideline, and he told the Shadon, I'm looking for this, or he told his parents, which was very uncomfortable, we don't like doing that, but unfortunately you're going to have to do that if you want to have a happy life, and, you know, portray yourself with clarity who you are, and, you know, this is the person that you want to be, this is the person that you want your parents to understand who you are. So once you do that, so if they're actually being honest with you, and they're putting you together with that type of person, so that on paper, most of it's already done. And now he just goes out to see Taka's their attraction, Taka's their personality, shtim. And Taka, very important, are all the things that were said to my parents and to the Shatrin, are they, the M is true? Yeah, she wants a boy who's going to learn for 4 years, 100%, no problem, right? The Shatrin says it, your parents said, ask her. Remember I told you I'm not going to give you any dating advice on the date? I am, right? Ask her. Anything that's important to you that's on your list of needs, ask her. Okay? Ask her. Because if you're not going to ask her and you're just going to falazach on other people, so then I don't want to get a phone call one day. I really don't want to get a phone call one day. Right? And I get lots of phone calls one day. Okay? You find out, you know, what happened. You find out. Sometimes you get the phone call during engagement. I hate those phone calls. Because then I have to decide, Taka, this is a very serious thing. Right? Maybe they should get disengaged. Not married. Either going says it's worse to get divorced than to get disengaged. Okay, but we don't hold like that. Right? We all just worse to get divorced, right? And I don't like making decisions like that. So I always tell him, you know, go to somebody else. Right? Sometimes he calls me back and says, what are you doing? What is that anything to me for? Right? But ask her. Very important. Whatever you told, whatever's your list of needs, that you must talk about, that you must have clarity on. And that's why it's very possible that the Kitaka marry the first girl, and it's very probable. Now, the only 50%, I said only 50%, because when you ask that 50% to her, okay, there's a certain 50% that you're not going to be attracted to. There's a certain 50% the person that just doesn't shtim. Okay, that could happen for sure. But then there's another 50% that you find out that it's Sheker Gomer, that she doesn't want a boy like this. Okay? I'll give you an example. Right? An example which is Karv Libi, because it's something that I dealt with a month ago, was technology. Right? So, you know, I know none of you have ever heard of an iPhone or any of these dreadful devices or whatever, right? But you guys are going to have friends. And I'm sure you have chavrusim that maybe didn't come to this year. Now talk to them about it. So they have an iPhone, okay? So like this. So let's say, we'll go in order. Let's say you don't have an iPhone. You don't want that at part of your house. You don't want an internet bichal. If it's an internet, a filter, but nothing. You don't want shaykhus to any of that technology. You don't want that. You told that to your parents. You told that to the shatran. You made it clear. So the shatran said, yes, absolutely, it's clear by her. Ask her, right? Ask her, how do you ask her? It's a little bit uncomfortable. Figure out a way, get a Rebbe to help you out. Ask her, you know why? Because this is a major problem nowadays. Somehow, something is going wrong here in the world of Shidduchim. The boy is, or the girl, sometimes it's both ways, right? I'm in the world of the boy now. The boy is saying he doesn't want this technology, doesn't want any of this. The girl, it was said about her that she doesn't, right? All of a sudden they're engaged and she does. Or they're married and she does, right? And he doesn't know what to do. And I don't know what to tell her. Because al pi halacha, I have to tell him to get disengaged. Right? And al pi halacha, I have to tell him to get divorced also, if it's extreme. Right? So what do you do then? So how did this happen? Right? I can't yell at him. He's suffering as it is, right? Because, you know, well, what if she doesn't want? So Avraham Avinu gave clear instructions. Then your pater mishua. And then we'll find somebody else. Then we don't need her. Right? So it has to be clear. So talk to her on a date about this. And it goes in every orphan. You know, I'll give you an example. Let's say you're somebody. And you do have an iPhone, and you do watch a movie once in a while, and whatever. So, there's different madrigas of this. You know, a lot of the boys, I'm going to say this as sharp as I can, the frumer boys, listen closely, the frumer boys, the frum girls, they're frumer than the frumer boys. Okay, listen to them closely. The frier girls, right, in our world of whatever it's called, right, the less, you know, less frum, called fry, for lack of a better word, but the frier girls, they're frier than the fry boys. For sure. There's no shaila. Because the boy in our world, the world that's over here, sitting in this room right now, or standing, or whatever you people are doing, crouching, or sleeping, whatever you're doing, the world, the boys in our world that are fryer a little bit, right? He watches a movie from time to time. He doesn't mind having an iPhone. He doesn't mind if his wife does. So what happens? So he says, but he says on a date, and he says honestly that, I'm not going to be honest with you. I watch a movie from time to time. He doesn't want a wife that's going to disrespect him and whatever. Fine. You have to know this about me. So she says, fine, I'm like that too. And he says, yeah, not more than that, right? You know what happens when he gets mad and he comes to learn? Yeah. So she doesn't find a job so easily, okay? And he's in yeshiva. So he means it. He means it, Rabbi Yisai. He goes to yeshiva, he's Isaac and Rochnitz all day. It's people like me screaming at him. Right? With an arm around them. Yeah, okay. Right? He's screaming at him and telling him, and he grows. And he grows and he goes to davening three times a day. Right? And he learns all day. Right? And he's, so I thought that he wants to unwind and whatever his avera is, I'm not getting involved in that right now. That's a different shiur. Okay? No, not to come to that one. Right? But he gets, fine. Right? But you know what? She doesn't have that. So what is she doing all day? Oh yeah. Avanda. And you should know, the numbers are phenomenal. Right? Because I cannot tell you how many people come and tell me this problem, right? I'm not the marriage counselor of Yerushalayim Meir Kodesh. There are people that have bigger statistics than me. So I talk to them. I ask them. They tell me, this is the biggest problem. This is the biggest problem there is, right? So he has to be very, very, and she might mean it. She might not mean it, that this is the person she is and whatever, and I'm not worse than this. And then he suffers when he gets married because he is going down. Life is an upward escalator, Rabbi Yisai. So, life is a downward escalator, excuse me. And if you're going up, then you have a chance of getting to the top. If not, you're just always going down. If he's married to this girl, yeah, he's always going to be just going down. And he's going to be living in suffering. Here he is, he's steiging in Kaila, he's learning good. And take after you come and learn in Kaila, those guys usually learn very good. Very stark, they come back, they learn well. That's the reality, right? And now he's married and his girl, and she's not interested in this. And what do you want from her? She's attached to an iPhone all day long. So no chance. Right? Very, very serious problem. It's an example. I don't care about the I'm just giving you mashalim tonight, but it's an example of where clarity has to be upgaret on a date. It's an example. Can't falazich. And if you don't trust her, that would be an example of why you shouldn't marry her. If you don't, you're not 100% sure that no, she watches a movie once in a while, but I think it's going to be worse by a girl like this. Yeah? You can't marry her if you're that person. Otherwise, you watch together with popcorn. You know, like, sure. Okay? But if you don't trust her, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer. And you think, and you have to think big-minded, not small-minded. You're marrying netzach nitzach, and you're marrying doyri doyris. So a lot of us, we look at what's in front of us, and the looks are good, right? And this money. And taka, the personality stims, and the ice cream schnitzel pistachio taste, the kabbalah, the selbazach, right? And everything stims. And taka, and she wants a boy who's going to come back and learn for this amount of years, and I, and this, and that. And we taka watch the same movies. Right? And the same line once a month, it's kabbalah, right? So watch it together, right? He'll suffer. If he doesn't get this clear out of her, this, I give you a shush, tell her this example on the date. Tell her you won't want to be married to me because I'll be miserable. Right? Tell this example of the date. If at that point, no, more than that, what could you do, right? At that point, she says, no, I'm never going to, more than this, I won't do. I say, I'm a girl, she says, I won't watch any movies. This, fine. Good. That's your side. Now, there's a few more things. what do I do about this? It says over here that, it comes time to take the girl. And they say, why don't you wait around a little bit? Why don't you wait around a little bit and just stay here, a fortnight or two. I'm sure that's how art school translates, right? You stay around a bit or two. So what does he say? He gets all lepus heated up over here. He says, Rivka, ach, there he is. He's on the final level. Stay one day or 10 dates. Okay? One or 10, just not. Okay? So what I do? I'm going to get up and tell one half relation that this long dating is ridiculous. Okay? It's partially ridiculous. It causes bilbo, confusion. It's a shit of crisis. Of course it's a shit of crisis. You go out with a girl, you know, I'm not going to say numbers, because then I'm going to find out that this one's a Masada Gittin, this one's a Masada Kedushin, I'm not interested in the numbers. But, Echab Kasha, he goes out with a girl, the first date anyways is ridiculous, fine, Fregnish, I'm not getting involved, fine, you have to do that. Me, I told my wife, we're not doing this, right? We're not doing this. About 27 minutes in, I said, you know me, I know you, we know the fans, right? Now we're going game over. Not everyone get away with that, right? Most people should leave you on the date, right? Fine. But, you know, but there comes a point, the second date, the third date, he starts talking tachlis. Tachlis to a person, what type of person he is, how long he wants to learn for, right? You see from her, what were, if she was, you know, let's say she came to Eretz Yisrael, who did she spend her entire year with, right? Did she spend her year with young couples that she probably shouldn't have been spending her year with, right? Does she get nostalgic thinking about the couple that she did chesed for, that would talk to her, the people in Bnei Torah, and she saw it as a house, she saw chinuch, right? You're figuring her out. But then what? It comes a point where kafi your agenda, kafi the list we spoke out tonight, kafi your agenda, your needs, she fits the bill. Right? So then what happens? So he goes out 8, 9, then Nevada, now stale sits in. So if he's the type of person that gets more and more excited and more love and does, fine, good. Right? But if he's the person that gets less and less, right, and he's not an overly emotional person, so what's going to happen? He's going to be on day 8, he's going to be calling me up and he's going to be saying, well, I'm not so excited. And I'm not excited to go out with her again. I'm also not excited to go out with her again because the relationship is over here and has to go to the next shlav. And it's not. Right? So then what am I supposed to do? So what, I should tell this to you? Why should I tell this to you? It doesn't help because the other 50% of the population is, you know, saying not like this. And I don't know. And they're telling you you have to go out for a long time. So I don't know. So why am I saying it? I'm stam kochid. Right? Don't know. It's a problem. It's a very big problem. A vifil that you can be, you know, take care of this problem. I don't know, the Americans, I guess, should marry English girls. Because the English, they go out a little bit shorter, right? That's how it's supposed to be, right? So that's not, I don't know. I don't know. But then the Americans will say, I'm causing a shit of cause. Like, I don't know. Like upon him, it's a problem. It's a problem. It's not the Torah dick away. This is not the Torah dick away. You should never in a million years think it's the Torah dick away. The Torah dick away was not mechayiv, a dating of where you get to know somebody. It's not the Torah dick away. It's not. You should know it's a toyous gummer. Right? And I say it with such emphasis because they say it on the other side with such emphasis. Right? It's a toys. Right? So what am I doing? Kachim. Let's go find it. The two last things. The last thing is the tremendous insight in Shidduchim is after he finishes, I mean, this is mamish klar v'detag, this is the shidduch for Yitzchak. There's no shayla. Mamish, the simin was there, the mishpacha was there, everything was there. Hashem hitzliach darka, ki dekach, the Russia said, me Hashem yotza dover. I feel the Russia. The pagan gezacht, does mamish, me Hashem yotza dover. But love in the besul of the maskim, the besul of shana to levi. But love in the shayin mask, this me Hashem yotza dover. Klar, yeah? So you think at this point, what happens if this love in Russia, eshterzach, and he messes up the whole shidduch. So now what would happen? His stomach nervous breakdown. Right? Yitzchak, for sure, you know, they're going to tell him. Oh, they won't tell Yitzchak, but Eliezer will have a nervous breakdown. Somebody, I guess, Yitzchak with the shliach, and then Eliezer says, he'll have a nervous breakdown. What does he say? He says, he tells him, after the cancer speech, V'atam yeshnam eisim chesed v'emes esadoimi. He gidili, zogmen. Im lo yigidili, efnal, yimin o smol. Right? Listen, no games. No game. If the shidduch is good, I'll take it. If you want me, good. If not, I'm out of here. I once heard from a Pan Zechron Levracha, a Yisai Gadol, it's a Yisai that every single Bacha that goes into Shidduchim has to know. It's a Yisai in life, right? But over here it's a Yisai Gadol Mamish, and it's you can't live without this Yisai, especially in Shidduchim, right? In Shidduchim, the answer sometimes is no. And sometimes the Bacha gets so broken, right? This Pasuk is the most important Pasuk in the Parasha. The Efter Yimin is small. If it works out, good. If it doesn't work out, then I'm out of here. Avadli has to make a shtadlis. And sometimes the shtadlis is mechayiv to get somebody else involved and to try to start it up again. That's part of a shtadlis. But once he sees it's done, right? Vaitin ladim. And if he's not going to be able to, so then, like I said, then he's not believing in the first part of the parasha. Shnei chayei sarah, it's exact, it's perfect. This is where we say bashert. That's when you say bashert. When it doesn't work out, that's when you say bashert. Because some bachur, they get so broken. You can't imagine. And you know what the broken, if they would just be broken in emotions and thus, no, Mela, which is gefährlich, but Mela. But you know what happens? They can't go out with another girl. What do I mean they can't go out with another girl? I mean they go out with another girl and they would never say she's not as good as the other girl because nobody speaks like that, right? Nobody. But deep down, that's what's stopping him and it's subconscious. He doesn't even cop it. And I have this, unfortunately, lots of bachram. He went out with one girl and she had this and he saw what he can get. So how could you tell such a bacher, but you have a list, and on this list it has the needs and the wants aren't important, but it has the needs and she fits all the needs. Say to the, he'll explain to you why she doesn't fit the needs. Right? Because it's not his fault. Because he saw already what he can get. That's why, after that shidduch is over, what do you say? Im yamin or small. I'm out of here. Right? That's a big yisayid. Tremendous yisayid. Hey, there's a lot here. So much. I wrote down all these little ideas. I'll say them as little idea loch. Each one of them is a full shiur. One idea is never take advice from 8-year-olds. Okay, that's pretty good, pretty pushy, right? You don't even need me to say it, right? Never take advice from 4-year-olds. Pushy, no? Pushy. Never take advice from 2-year-olds. Mamsh is pushy. And never take advice, marriage advice from a 1-year-old. Right? Never take dating advice from a 5-month-old. Mamsh pushy, no? It makes a lot of sense, no? Never take dating advice from an unborn fetus. Mamish Pashit, right? Some people have to tell it to, right? So does everybody understand what I'm saying? Yeah. He's married Sach HaKol 2 years. He's married Sach HaKol 3 years. He's married Sach HaKol 3 months. He's dating for 2 years. He's dating for 10 years. Don't take advice from him. He's dating for this. They all have experience with the one girl that they have, with the one wife, with the one this. Don't take his advice. You need advice, you need answer, you go to Talmid HaChachamim, you go to a Rebbe, right? You're going to be misguided. You're going to be misguided. I wish I could say, this is the biggest problem. I said that about 12 things, right? This is the biggest problem. I don't care if the other 12 things are the biggest problem. This is the biggest problem. He's taking advice, he's talking to this bacher, he's talking to a bacher. Has the best zazach in the ganze Welt, gewinnen zazach, mit bries ha'oilam ad ayoyim azeh, that people would talk to other bachrim about this, about that. He's not sure about the looks. Are you talking in the ganze Welt to talk to such a person about these types of decision of life, of netzach netzachim, of olmei alamim? Could there be a bigger nar he's talking to a 2-month-old or a fetus or somebody that shouldn't have been a fetus? Right? Are you talking such a thing in the ganze Welt? This is the biggest problem. I told you, I'm just going to tell you the idea. I can't expand on it though. But that's the insight. There's somebody I'm going to try. I have one ha'ara. It's an hour in the parsha. It's a little bit out of order, but it's an hour in the parsha. The bacher asks me all the time. The shadchan tells him go to this and this place. This and this place pasnish for a bacher. This place is pasnish for a bacher. They go to such and such place and whatever. It's pasnish for a bacher, right? Pasnish for a goy, yeah. Pasnish for everyone, yeah. But he says to me, but everybody does it, and you're gonna look for him, and you're gonna this. I don't know. Blame Shragi Kalis. That's what people do, right? Or get a rabbi, blame him, right? Or blame somebody. I don't know who, right? Tell him yes to shalat urchan. Can he ask? You don't know. Blame somebody. But the pasuk says explicit. It says explicit. Mamish, that was the most important thing in the shidduch over here. What if the shidduch won't work out, then whatever? Yitzchak isn't going to a bad place. Gendik the ganze maisa. Why should Bach have to go? And you know what? Let them know about you that. So what? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid that they should know? I don't want to go and to have the date in the place where it's all Papritzis Day. And let her know that I don't do that. Everyone else does that. Fine, I'm not like everybody else. And what? And what's going to happen? She's going to say, well, I don't want such a boy. I don't want her. And what? Yitzchak doesn't go to a bad place. You told him that. I told you that. Aura's never throw out. And I can't make... Do you marry family? Yes. I'm going to tell you a vart. I never say a vart. I never say Kedushin. All the years I had a kasha on the parsha. And I saw the answer that the Achrayim said. I don't understand it. They asked the kasha, why didn't Avram Avinu just find the shidduch in Aner, Mamre, Eshkol? Okay, we know Eliezer Nish because Eliezer is a Makula. He's a Klala de Kamench, so he has Klala with him. But why not Aner, Mamre, Eshkol? Those were the Bali Tshuva by Avram Avinu. Those were the Talmidim. So why did? And he goes and he finds. So I saw one answer. I don't understand it. I'm not going to say from who because I don't understand it. The answer that the Pshat is that you see from here the most important thing in the shidduch is Midas. And talk even if Deis aren't like that. But Avram Avinu understood that Midas is something that's mushrush into the blood. And it's true, right? I'm not saying it's not true. If the parents are good people and the taka midas take good people, the kids will get it. It's true. I'm not saying, but it just doesn't answer over here. Because Bisulam Lovens given the Grestep's mention in the ganze Welt, given Erlucha mention, so given Bali midas toivis. I don't understand it. You know what I think the answer is? Libi Oimel, if you look in Rabbeinu Bechai, I think he's answering this. I wouldn't have said it on my own, such a thing, but I think Rabbeinu Bechai is saying this. You have to look there, though. Right? With a magnifying glass, you have to look. I don't know. But Rabbeinu Bechai, I think his das is that, you know what the answer is? The answer is Avram Avinu was looking for Taka Vada, he was looking for a Midas, but it was looking for a culture that understood each other. There's something to it. something to it. I'm married an English girl, so I'm the first person that could say we're coming from different worlds and from different countries and from different planets. And, you know, I'm just saying, but, you know, what is important is not necessarily, you know, but it has to be important that you see you can stim with, you marry a family. There's no such thing as don't marry a family. You have to see it's somebody that you feel comfortable that she's someone that will know how to deal with your parents. Not that your parents are people that need to be dealt with, right? But they do. So it's a joke to say, you know, some people, they get very, very, you know, idealistic. You know, it doesn't matter if my parents like this girl or not. You know, the Shulchan Aruch, it becomes a big book in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Reish Mem, it's Yitzchak Dalet, it's Chafei. You don't know anything. Right? It's a big book in Shulchan Aruch, you know, that you're allowed to marry a woman that your parents don't like. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zichrono Livracha used to say, it's halacha v'loy l'maisa, because you'll have a miserable life. Okay, you can maybe figure out a way to make your parents, yeah, like them, but you have to figure out, you are marrying a family. You're marrying their family, they're marrying your family, you have to see if you're somebody you can stim with them. So, that Libby Oymerly, that's what was taking place over here. He understood the ins and outs of his mishpacha. He understood, they think the same way, they talk the same way, they have the same language. Oh, language, that reminds me of another thing. My wife, on my way out, she says to me, remember, you know, in our language we speak to each other, the language barrier, right? What's the language barrier? The language barrier is not the English accent. That's Mishka Farrell. I used to talk like this. She fixed me up a little bit, right? But the language barrier, you know what the language barrier is? The language barrier is in Shidduchim. There's a lot of times you say on a Teshatchim, you know, that he wants a good girl, right? He wants a girl that's Machshiv Torah. Yeah. Okay. Is any Shatchim going to come back and tell you this girl's not Machshiv? She thinks Torah? No, Torah should learn in the bathroom. Right? No, Torah's not Machshiv. No. Is there any girl that's not machshiv tayr? Right? So what does the word machshiv tayr mean? So if you ask Frankie Yevsky what the word machshiv tayr means, right? What's machshiv tayr? Right? So that's his definition of machshiv tayr. You order down, you go down the level a little bit, right? What's the level of I guess our world, what we consider machshiv tayr, what's the level over there? You have to define things clearly. You know what I mean when I mean machshiv tayr? So machshiv tayr, some boy they learn through Ben Azmanim. Right? I'm a type of boy, I learn through Ben Azmanim. He says, I'm a type of boy that I don't learn Ben Azmanim, I learn first Seder Ben Azmanim. I'm a type of boy, I hold this in Israel to learn Ben Azmanim. You know, each person, you have to know. But the ghetto of Machshiv Torah, you have to know your language that you're talking to the Shatan, and you have to know the language you're talking to the girl on the date. Right? You have to have, it has to be the same language. Right? You're talking about a musik, a theoretical musik of Achshav HaSatayra, Machshiv Torah. Right? Has to be clear. There's a lot. I'll be Messiah. That, you know, the one thing I think, you know, my wife made me say one thing, I'll say one thing, about helping on dating itself. She said before I left, she said, tell them that things that are important to them, they should say clear on a date. I told her, I'm gonna tell them that, no, at the end, say it again. So I said it before, remember? What was important to you, he wants to come back and live in the Eretz Yisrael for 3-4 years, okay? Yeah, but he told the Shatran, and the Shatran told him, she said yes. Right? My wife's upset because I was on the phone one night for a long time and she wanted to talk to me. And this is what it was about. Right? Make sure on the date, he said to the girl, if that was the case by you, listen, I really want to learn an Eretz Yisrael for 3 years and I won't be happy if not. Now, obviously I'm a realistic person. If it doesn't go because, you know, something happens, I'm not Chalila like that. But if there's no reason, it's just homesickness, and it's just, you know, then, you know, he has to be emes. That's one example. There's 100 such examples. There's examples like that in learning. There's examples like that in all things. I want to kivei eat them every night. I want to, you know, I want somebody who's going to be machshiv that. I want somebody that's going to consider that to be chashiv, not somebody who's going to try and get me in the house. He has to be able, the things that he needs, he has to be able to be honest about on the date. He has to be. Okay? And there are girls for these type of boys. There's girls for every type of boy. There's no shayla. So I think that the sikkum is one big sikkum. Is we need a lot of siyata d'shmaya. We need a rebbe. You need a rebbe. If you're going to go into this parsha without a rebbe, right, you're going to have a lot of building. And if you're going to try to create a rebbe on that, so you know what the whole purpose of this Gat Shir was? Is get a rebbe. If you get into this shir, if you didn't get anything out of this shir and you forget it by the time you go into Shidduchim, it's fine. It's fine. Because you anyway have to spend the next months, years, right, making a connection with a rebbe of somebody that understands you, that you feel you're not just a cookie cutter thing, and that you're somebody that he understands and appreciates, and you have to make a rebbe. Yeah. We should all be zeicha to build Bayisei Nemanmonim and Binyonei Adi'at.
I